Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Except about this show? Yeah. We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the regular guys, random thoughts. Married at First Sight recap, the show that I love to hate.
I'm glad you're finally admitting that you love
the show. Hate.
No. I heard you say you love the show, and that's great because, you know, I'm not the only one that has noticed that you love the show. There are a lot of folks who have noticed that, and they've even said that in the comments that they realize that you love the show, and it's good. It's
I think those people drink, and so that's why they've had a few cocktails watching the show, and then they log into the podcast still a little tipsy, and they're like, look at Terrell, he loves it. No, I don't.
Now, if you're wondering what's going on here, if in case it's your first time checking it out, here's the deal. Terrell does not like reality TV, right? I mean, he used to, and then I think it was one of those Rock of Love,
Flavor of Love,
that kind of turned him against it. But here's the deal. He also made a pact with the devil so that he would never watch The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor. Lo and behold, ABC says, hold my beer. Here's Matt James. So when he was stuck watching The Bachelor, me being the great friend that I am, I decided to watch it with him. And in return, he was going to have to return the favor and watch something that I wanted to watch. And here we are, season 13, Married at First Sight. We are one episode away from decision day. How you feeling now?
It's painful. Like they could have, watching today's episode, these 2 hours, yes. I'm like, we could have just combined decision day into this. Like, why are we dragging this out? Because I feel like I have a good idea where everything is going to go. I feel confident that I know who's going to say yes and who's going to get the divorce.
This is the dragging on of crap that we just know that they didn't have to do. So we're not going to drag it on. We're going to make this quick. Let's start with Brett and Ryan. Because let's be honest, today's episode could have been literally 30 minutes and we'd have been fine because we already know where Brett and Ryan are going. They're separate ways.
Exactly. There's no coming back from the dating app situation. And then his old weak ass apology at the end, I'm just like, you shouldn't have said anything. Just leave it. No matter what you say, you're going to hurt her feelings. So move on. You're not interested and leave it at that. I just thought that there's no point in them even being on the show. They shouldn't even waste the camera time on them too today.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's just no point.
We both agree there. Brett and Ryan, nah. Jose and Rachel. I mean, I looked at tonight's episode and went, Jose's still a bitch. I mean, you know, how are you mad at her for leaving you when you're the one who cursed her out? And let's not forget, you locked her out of the house.
What I loved about the episode tonight with those two was when Rachel was having drinks with her friend. And her friend is like, I know you're not going to be with somebody who's going to treat you like a doormat, right? Like, her friend's face was just like, girl, what the hell are you thinking? And so, we all know that I've said that Jose has his issues. He's very controlling. He has that traditional machismo mindset. The fact that he doesn't want to travel out of the U.S., you know, Vegas is a big deal to him, but Europe, I got to rub my weird mustache and beard that's so, you know, prim and proper every week. I don't think they're a good match, but the disappointing thing is I think they're both going to say yes because Rachel has a history of picking turds and she's admitted it. And I think she's going to do the exact same thing.
You know, I would have said no, and that maybe she was setting him up for the okie doke. But after watching today's episode, I have to agree with you. I think they're both going to say yes, unfortunately. And I just want to say, Rachel, after what you learned from this show, this is the argument you should have broken up over. Okay? Let's just be real. This is the one you should have broken up over. But whatever. You make your decision. Live with it. Definitely not going to make it long term, but at least I think they make it past decision day.
Here's what's interesting about that. I don't mean to jump in. She seems more upset about the top lock being locked compared to the way that he was talking to her. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that's what blows my mind about Rachel. You keep focusing on the top lock compared to saying, hey, remember when you kept telling me to get the fuck out? Let's talk about that. Let's dig deeper into that conversation. Locks or not, I don't care. There could be no locks on the door. But you talk to me like that. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. And she's just overlooking it, which is why I'm like, they're going to get married. She's going to be whatever. Hope, you know, I don't hope it works out. I hope that they get a divorce.
I don't think they make it long term. They definitely make it past decision day. And I think that's the same thing with our next couple here, Gil and Marla. It's the one thing I will say this. You are correct. And
I'm sorry.
The one thing
I'm
that
sorry.
Could stop
them. Could you say that again? My AirPods was messed up. What did you say?
I said the one thing.
Before that.
Oh, there's nothing before that. The one thing that would stop Gil and Merle from working out is indeed financing. However, the one thing that will keep them together is everything else. Because he is such a good guy to her that, you know. But could finances be the long-term decision makers to why they don't make it? Potentially. But sorry, Terrell. They're going to make it past decision day.
Well, I will say, did you catch the preview for the next episode where he mentions that they have consummated the marriage?
Mm-mm.
So remember you were saying that maybe they've been sleeping together, just haven't said anything. Apparently, right. They have been. But they're not going to make it because of the finance issue. And this is what I said at the very beginning of us doing this shit show, is that date within your range. He can't afford to date Merla. And Merla is not going to change. And the fact she has a very solid point. He just became a firefighter. He's new to his career. He doesn't have any savings. She's a lot more established. And so this is going to cause a problem. And he can't come in and try to control her finances, you know, because that's a problem. And in his mind, he wants this to be a partnership. You heard him. He was talking to his mom and like, you know, remember, you know, Papa took care of all this. He paid everything. But
yeah,
but it's a different time now. No, it's not a different time now. You don't make enough to date this type of woman. That's all it is. The times haven't changed. You can't afford this type of woman. So don't make her feel bad because she has expensive tastes that she can afford, that she's budgeted for. It's not like she's broke and buying $600 pair of shoes. She has a fat savings compared to his. How can you tell her that she needs to control her spending and stop living like she's single? Now, you need to start living like an adult who's making more money. And if you don't want to make more money, and there's nothing wrong being a firefighter, date within your range. Or be okay with what she wants to spend.
Yeah. And all that she said is absolutely right for the long term. But decision day, they're going to make it.
Nope. Decision day, it's not going to happen. We will not be doing this show anymore. I'll be freed.
And that
I'll be
is
freed.
The reason why you don't want them to make it past decision day. Because you know they make it past decision day. Guess what? We're watching season 14. Who probably won't be watching it and who definitely, I don't think, make it past the last couple weeks. Not even past decision day. Zach and Michaela. And I will say this. One thing that worked my nerves this episode, really and truly, was Michaela's wig. I'm like, there had to be some sisters on the damn production crew. Like, none of y'all could have told her, hey, sis, not that one. Not that one. Am I the only one here?
You know, I'm not a big fan of wigs. I think if you got short hair, just make it work. Do what you got to do. Put some pink lotion in it. Make it happen.
You don't like short hair either.
It depends. Certain people's short hair is cute. I don't like short hair that's as long as mine. I don't like the little, the Jeanne haircuts. I don't mind short hair, but if we're laying in the bed in the dark and I caress your head, I don't want it to think like there's a dude next to me. I like a girl that has some hair. But no, they are definitely not. And for good reason. I don't think they're both mature enough for this. You know, we've already talked about Michaela Hessler's issues. So does Zach. And we're going to see him crying again next week. But you got to stop saying, you're the best woman I know. Like, how is that a way to break up with somebody? Like, you're amazing. You're the best woman I've ever met.
It's not.
But I don't want to be with you. Right.
Right.
Just stop saying that. He keeps saying those things. It sends so many mixed signals that he's weird. But he did have a valid point when he was talking to Gil. And he says, you know, out of 27 years, I've never made a woman do this and respond this way. And I feel that. Like, he doesn't want to deal with all the drama. But also, stop trying to sleep with her all the time.
That's okay. And that's my point. Because I still stand by my point that Zach is sending mixed messages. Mm-hmm. Whether the cameras are there or not. Because when the cameras weren't there, he's like, well, you spending the night? knowing that he knew what he asked, and you and I have both been there. When you know that you asked that question, and you know she's like, "I just happened to have a bag in the car." He knew what he was doing. Stop sending those mixed signals. Right? Now, don't get me wrong. Michaela is a nutcase. I personally don't deal with anyone acting like that, right? But if I were doing what Zach was doing and constantly trying to get them in bed, you'd have to take accountability for your part in it. And that's the thing that Zach just refuses to do. He's like, "Well, I don't know why she acts like that." You knew she was batshit crazy, yet you were going, "Yeah, but it feels good there, so let's do this again."
No, you're 100% right. Zach has some issues he has to deal with, and maybe Bao is the one that's going to help fix those issues since, you know, apparently they're together. But, it's a mess, and I think he has to own up. He can't keep saying that how amazing Michaela is, yet you don't want to be with her.
Yeah.
You know, so I just find that that's his problem. And all this crying that he does, man, it's just so, I'm done with it.
He's just not saying, I think they've edited out his full sentences. Michaela is amazing. She's the greatest woman I know in bed.
Yeah.
They just keep cutting that part off. I get it, Zach. It's not your fault. You are the victim here.
Right. Yeah. Violins for Zach. It's been a hard 8 weeks for you. Whatever.
Yeah.
And the part when they said when Gil was stirring shit up, as he always does when the group gets together, asking, what would make you say no or whatever. Zach said that for me to say yes, it would have to be that I was absolutely happy all 8 weeks of this process. For me to say no, I'd say I wasn't happy all 8 weeks. We all know you weren't happy for eight weeks. So why not just say, we're getting divorced tomorrow or whatever it is.
You know, it's funny you said it because it's the thing, as we transition to Johnny and Bao, it's the exact same thing. I'm totally with Bao's reasoning concerning decision day. Like, who thinks you say no on decision day means, hey, let's work it out. Like, you know, that was the problem with Zach. Zach was like, yeah, well, you know, we should get divorced and then date. No. Who says that shit? And the fact that there are women on our YouTube page actually defending this guy is crazy to me. It's crazy because his thought process, and talk about, well, he's the victim. No, you can't jump in front of a bullet and go, you shot me.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I don't see how people can look at him as he's the victim. Did he deal with some drama from Michaela? Yes. Did he start that or fuel the flames of some of that fire? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He sure did. And so he
does. And was she wrong? You're goddamn right she was wrong.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that excludes him from any wrongdoing.
Exactly.
Because both things, and we've said this many times, both things can be true.
Yep. Now with Johnny and Bao, Johnny is just, I like Johnny in the beginning. I've just lost all love for this dude.
Yes.
He is just this emotional mess, all but breaking out in hives, hanging with his boys. I'm like, dude, you don't like her. You don't want to be with her. Like, stop all this drama. You're not interested.
And tell the truth. Fine. You wanted a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman. That's what you wanted.
I have no idea what he wanted, but just it's not her. And it's okay to say that, but stop shitting on her. Because
he did say anybody but her.
Yeah, stop shitting on her because she doesn't meet your expectations. Right. Yeah. And Bao is to me, what I didn't like is the backhanded insults/compliments that they were all trying to do. Mm-hmm. You know, just say whatever, you know, just.
Yeah.
But Bao and Johnny, they're definitely not going to say yes. And why Johnny's making this such an emotional big deal. I'm like, stop being a little punk about it.
Yeah.
You tried. She's not what you thought. You're not all that attracted to her. She, you know, when she gets all giddy, she's like a kid. You know, all these different things you keep saying. Just say, and it's okay to say that. It's okay to say, hey, you know what? I tried. I'm just not feeling that. and move on. But what's with all the drama?
She may have been a little childish and, you know, acted like a kid, but she wanted to fuck you like an adult, and you just weren't ready to do it. I mean, she wanted it every day, you weren't ready to do it. I will say this, in a group setting, though, and tell me if you saw this, when Bao was saying, yeah, you know, Zach is a smart guy, I felt like she should have said,
shooting a shot.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I thought that was her kind of starting to shoot a shot, like, hey, I understand what you're talking about, Zach. Tell me more about that.
But she also wasn't feeling what he was saying, because he was talking about this whole dating after divorce shit. And she's like, yeah, nah. Once I'm done, I'm done. And I've known people like that. And you got to be aware when you're dealing with people like that. I don't think he's ready for that. So when it goes south for him and Bao, he's going to get his feelings crushed. Like, she's going to crush his feelings. Because I love the way she approached it with John. And she's like, yeah. If you say no on decision day, then that's it. We're done. There's no coming back from that. And yeah. I totally agree with him. I think she's the person that when she's done with somebody, she's done. And she gave Johnny a lot of chances. Just like when she said she's more kind. I think it's what she said. Yeah, she said she's more kind in this relationship. It was her way of saying to Johnny, if the cameras weren't here, I would have fucking killed you.
She would have went all Kill Bill on him, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what I thought was interesting is when they had their little one-on-one dinner, like, mm-hmm. Johnny's body language, his whole body language says he is not into her at yeah. all. You know, and then when they go back to the apartment and they're drinking whatever he made that was too strong, but they didn't really finish. It's like, so we'll go to bed then? Okay. And so he went to his bed. She went to hers, but I think she was thinking maybe he would come into hers. So kudos to Bao that she was still willing to try to see if there could be anything there. But like, Johnny's done, you know, yeah. he's already just checked out of the whole deal. But you know what Johnny's problem is? He doesn't have friends like you and me. Because if you and I were Johnny's friends that were his groomsmen and we meet up for a beer for him to tell us what he's dealing with, I don't know who would say it first. I think we'd be in competition to be the first one to say it. We'd be like, stop being a bitch. Do you want to be with her? I don't know. Well, then don't. Well, I don't know. Okay, well, then be with her. Well, but exactly. I don't know. Well, then don't. Like, stop going back mm-hmm. and forth. You're wasting our time. Give me another beer.
Yeah.
And why are you all red and flushed in the face having a conversation with your boys?
I'm not going to sit here and waste this time, this good camera time, on you crying like a little bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's all in his feels. I'm just like, dude, you're the problem, right? So kudos for Bao. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Bao, how she stood up for herself. Rachel, you need to take a lot of notes from Bao.
Yeah. But
Bao took some punches and just kind of didn't say anything. She just kind of processed it. And then was like, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. She didn't get all emotional. She didn't flip her shit. And she had every right to in a lot of things that Johnny said to her. And she didn't. And so... could be why she's a good fit for Zach.
She's a good fit for Zach now. But I remember when Bao said, why am I wasting my time with somebody who's not even worth my time? And that's the key. And to be quite honest, I know there are people who've said in the comments, like, oh, well, Bao this and Bao that. Yes, well, if somebody talked to you that way, I would hope you would be done with them too. Johnny was mean to her, and the fact that he was mean to her when the cameras were there tells me he was even meaner when they weren't. And she tried to stick it out. She trusted the process and was like, I'm gonna try this. Lucky for him, the cameras were there, and she would have to account for his body the next day. So lucky for him on that.
He deserved a few throat punches.
Somebody
should have gave him a throat punch, you know, sometime during this show. But I'm curious for the people that comment on YouTube. You know, what do you guys think, A, about our picks? But let's talk about the two badass women of the episode, Bao and, I say Bao and Rachel, and I say badass, and I'm like, Bao is badass. Rachel, I think, is a dumbass. But curious to know what you guys think.
The two ass women on the show.
Yeah, I mean, like, how many women, literally, if you were dating somebody, because keep in mind, yeah, they got married, but they've only known each other for 2 months. You're 2 months into a relationship with somebody and they talk to you the way that Jose has, how would you respond? And I'm just curious to know, like, who would think it's okay to work through that? And then comment, and Yanni and I will comment why you're wrong if you think it's okay.
And at the same time, I know somebody's going to say, yeah, but what about the way Mikhail reacted. What if we were the man? And yeah, so, all right, so throw her in there too. Why not?
Sure, throw her in there too. Because Yanni and I know what we would do if we were the men and Mikhail act like that. We're done. There's no working that out.
But here's the difference. There's no working it out, and there's no going, hey, so you staying over tonight? No.
You up?
Yeah, nah. Once you know the crazy, because you got to understand the crazy you're dealing with. And yes, now there are times you've dealt with crazy over the years. However, you understood the level of crazy, not that level. And once you get to that level, you walk the hell away, because now you just open up yourself to waking up to hot grits.
Yeah. In our early 20s, the level of crazy was like, God, if I invite her over, we sleep together, she's going to think we're like together again. She's going to want to stay the night. She's not going to want to leave. Like that type of stuff. But the Michaela crazy that we saw? No. I've had one person flip out on me once. And we were done.
Yeah.
Right after that, this isn't going to work out. So you need to leave. You're upset. I'm not. You should go home. Get outside. Oh, you don't want to leave? I'm calling the police.
Hi, 911.
Yeah. So
yes, this episode is over. I know we've got decision day next. Terrell's excited. No matter how much he doesn't act like it, would you just please show up?
Yeah, I'd have a police escort with me on decision day. I mean, I need you to stand right here in between us before I give my answer.
So decision day is next week. We'll see how right either one of us are. Definitely we're doing season 14 because Gil and Merla will make it. We know that. So, you know, the prayer warriors that you have that have taken vacation, sorry for them. But, hey, we'll be back here next week doing this one more game on decision day, realizing who was right, who was wrong.
I doubt it, because I believe Gil and Merla are not going to work out. So we'll be fine. But decision day, we'll be talking about how I was right about all my picks, because I feel that confident about all my picks.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. I'm Yanni Root.
I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.